This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here has food to die for. Every day walking in here, the smell is unbelievable. It really is. And I just love having a bit of grub here. The bar is great. The bar is a great atmosphere. So if you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar and Grill. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message in from one of our listeners on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And it arrived in Messenger over the weekend. I want you to have a listen to this message. I hope you can talk about this because I've a very upset little girl here. Two girls in her class had a joint birthday party on Saturday in a trampoline play centre, which my daughter couldn't go to because it's not sensory friendly. And she is still so upset because she was excluded. It's not like these mothers didn't know that my child has autism. They do know. And I rang the venue, and it does have sensory sessions on certain days. Was it too much to ask them to have it so that my little girl could be included? Imagine leaving an 8-year-old out where she was the only one in the class not there. Please highlight this to make parents be aware of being more inclusive. I'm so sad and angry for her. And that's from a lady whose name we're not going to read out because it's not fair that she be identified.
She doesn't mind her first name. She said she's not from Dublin. Any Bref.
Oh, Bref.
She
okay. She's not from Dublin. Okay. And that is sad. It is very sad to hear of a young child missing out on a birthday party, feeling excluded, feeling left out. And we want to know how you feel about this. Should parents organising birthday parties
be more inclusive?
And be more inclusive. And if they're inviting a child with autism, they should have it in during a sensory session if they're having it in one of
now,
these places.
This particular venue, and I'll give you my opinion in a few minutes because there's more to this story, sort of, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. But this particular venue where the birthday party was had does have sensory sessions. She is correct. We looked it up, we double-checked, we rang them. They do hold sensory sessions. And the people who were organising the party, they knew that Bref's daughter wouldn't be able to go. So the daughter, because some people were asking, was she sent an invite? Yes, Bref's daughter was sent an invite, but she may as well have not have been, because they knew. In fact, I think it's more of an insult that they sent her an invite, because they sent her an invite knowing that.
No, they know she has autism, but they may not be clued into.
Someone with autism couldn't go to a place like that. on a non-sensory day. Not a hope. Not a hope. It'd be like bringing a child with autism to Funderland at Christmas time. Sensory overload. They wouldn't be able for it. So it was probably rubbing salt in the wounds to send an invite knowing that your kid couldn't go. I get why she's pissed off completely, but I'll hold that thought for a moment.
Okay, Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Katie. What did you want to say on this?
I just think that she's taking it more to heart than the child actually is.
She did say, I have a very upset little girl here, is what she started her message saying.
Oh, I understand that, but I just think some parents can, like me, I have a child with autism and she is severely autistic. She's nonverbal also. And obviously, as you know, autism is a whole spectrum. So I'm sure there's things her child can do that my child can't do. There's things that her child can cope with that my child can't cope with, and the same vice versa. Like there's numerous children in my daughter's ASD class that could do, you know, cope with play centres, but my daughter wouldn't be able to cope with them play centres, do you know what I mean? But I think I genuinely, just from personal experience, I genuinely think she's reading too much into it. I don't think you should expect anyone to walk their child's birthday party around your child. Do you know what I mean?
Now, Kate, you have to say, I don't have children with autism. I have 3 kids. None of them have autism that I know of yet. And I completely disagree with you because, first of all, I suppose it'd be different if we had Bref on the line. She's in work at the moment, but she was crying herself. And you know yourself, you don't upset an autism parent. I just think it's not much to ask to be inclusive and to have it in a place where...
But you just heard what Casey said. Why should the parents plan a whole birthday party around one child with autism?
I know, but why should the one child with autism in the class have to suffer because of bad planning? And that's what it is.
I wouldn't say it's suffering, because you can organise, like, if you genuinely think, like me personally, if I genuinely thought my daughter was going to be, you know, severely upset over not being able to go, first of all, I would try to bring them. And if it was a case that it wasn't suitable and that the child was going to have a meltdown or was having a meltdown, I would take the child out and, you try it, you chanced your arm, and then do something that they want to do, like distract them from what they're missing out from, just from personal experience. Like my oldest daughter hasn't got autism. She'll be 9 this year, but we don't walk her birthdays around our youngest daughter.
So listen to what she said.
I get that.
Organising a birthday party for her daughter, she doesn't organise it around her child with autism. And no more, Katie, that you think this lady, this woman, or the two mothers organising the party should have had to plan it around Bref's daughter.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't plan my daughter's my eldest daughter's birthday around my youngest daughter. Like, if my eldest daughter wanted to go to, I don't know, roller disco skating, like, I wouldn't say, oh no, you can't do that because your little sister can't go. Your little sister can't take part in that.
But the fact that Bref's daughter was the only child, and you know, Katie, kids when they go into school the next day, what was the party like? It was great. The fact that she was excluded, she is the only child in the group.
Was she actually excluded though? She was excluded.
She couldn't go to it.
Yeah, no, I get that. But she got the invite. And as I said, there's no harm in trying. Like, you can try and bring your child to something. I've done it myself. My daughter, although a lot of children love sensory rooms, my daughter hates sensory rooms. They love sensory play. My daughter hates sensory play. I've brought her to many areas, many different sensory rooms, many different sensory, you know, play mornings, things like that. And she'd have the world of meltdowns and I'd have to live with her, but I tried. Do you know what I mean? She was there. I gave it a shot. And then 1 week I brought her and she was fine and she loved it. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you can't say that.
I can't put myself in your shoes because I don't have a child with autism, but I would imagine you would feel differently if the same thing happened to your daughter and she was crying.
My family throw birthday parties. I have a very big family. My family throw birthday parties all the time for their kids. They would have them in the likes of Spree and Jump Zone and everything else. And my oldest daughter can go to them, but my youngest can't. And my heart hurts for her. And I wish she could experience the things that our older sister can experience. But like, that's not the case. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I have to just accept that. I can't expect everybody that's having a party that invites my youngest daughter to work that party around her.
So do you think that this lady...
In a real world, like...
Do you think that this lady, Bref, is being a bit too precious then?
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't say too precious. Like, I understand her feeling. Do you know what I mean? I really do. And it is not nice seeing your child upset. But like, a child with autism can be upset for so many things. I know my daughter gets upset if you hand her a broken biscuit. Do you know what I mean? That's how sensitive they are. But it's just finding ways to walk around what they're struggling with in that moment. Do you get what I mean? As I said, there could have been something else organised for the child, or she could have tried to bring her to the party to see how the child, you know, got on. Me personally, I just find different ways for my daughter to be included.
Okay, but you think that this lady giving out about the parents, basically saying they could have made a better effort to include her child, you think there's no obligation on those parents to...
No.
Have to configure a whole birthday party around one child?
No, I really don't. I don't think there's any obligation on anybody else to make your child feel comfortable. Do you know what I mean? If they do, fair play to them. That's brilliant. And I've often appreciated the odd family member that has said, look, we're after putting this in place. But even still, I would bring my daughter and she'd still have a meltdown and I'd still have to leave. Do you know what I mean? So, from my personal experience, not all children with autism are the same, but from my personal experience, sometimes it doesn't matter what is put in place for that child, that they could still go horribly. Do you know what I mean? So I think either way you look at it, you as a parent or that child, it more than likely isn't going to be comfortable. Do you know what I mean? But I really don't think it's up to other parents to walk their children's birthdays around your child. Do you know what I mean?
I'm actually shocked. And by the way, you're not alone with that. You know, when we put these topics up on Facebook, you never know what way the reaction is going to be. I'm actually shocked that so many people actually have that feeling as well. I thought there'd be a lot more sympathy for the mother who's...
Oh, no, the sympathy is there. Don't get me wrong. The sympathy is there because, as I said, I do understand that and I do understand the hurt that she's feeling because I have felt it myself. Like, do you know what I mean? But you can't expect other people to, you know, to just change everything around just for your child. And as I said, this is the real world. And in a whole different world, in a dream world, you would hope that everything is going to be perfect and easy going for your child, regardless of whether they have autism or not. But that's not the case. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the fact that this particular venue does autism friendly events as well.
But they're probably off peak times and maybe.
That could be a thing that her child isn't into. Do you know what I mean? Like my oldest daughter, she loves a lot of sensory toys. But she wouldn't be into, like, you know, the play areas that my youngest child goes to. So you can't to make one child happy, you can't then go and upset the birthday child herself. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just a personal opinion anyway. You might get different opinions, you know, throughout your conversation. But
absolutely. And thanks very much indeed, Katie, for your call. Really appreciate it. Let me read this message that came in from Siobhan, and it says, it's absolutely disgusting behaviour. My son has been singled out like this and in his 10 years has never been invited to a birthday party in mainstream class. He did, however, get invited to a birthday party when he was in an autism class. It is heartbreaking to watch. He sees his siblings being invited to parties and everyone else in his mainstream class being invited to parties. That is sad to hear.
And it is. And that would have been acceptable 20, 30 years ago when people didn't get a handle on autism and stuff like that and venues didn't have autism-friendly events. But pretty much everywhere does now. Cinemas have them, shopping centres have them, shops have them, all these play zone places have them. So there's no excuse not to be... Like, people are actually agreeing with a child being left out of something because they have autism.
No, no, that's...
Yes, it is.
And sorry, Casey didn't even say that. What Casey said was parents should not be expected to design a birthday party around one child.
I'd like to think, no, I don't organise any of that shite in our house. This is all my wife's doing. Mrs. D does all that, all birthdays and all that and stuff like that. And I don't know if there's children in any of my kids' classes that have autism or whatever. But I know if there was, my wife wouldn't exclude. Say if one of her daughter's best friends had sensory issues. I know there is no way that my daughter would hold a birthday party in the cinema watching Mario Brothers with big loudspeakers and not have one of my daughter's friends there. Because, you know, it's not a child's fault they have autism.
Let me bring in Quiva, who has lived her whole life with autism.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I have been diagnosed with autism since I was a young girl, like as about like 3 or 4 years old. I think it was about 3. And it sucks that the little girl can't even go to the party. Like, what the centre should have done was provide like a space for the girl at the party, like a sensory space. Like, she could talk to the people from her class at the party, then have like a separate room for her to calm down. I think that's what the centre should have done. Like, when I was in secondary school, living as a teenager with autism is so shit. Like, I wasn't even invited to anywhere, like parties and stuff like that, because I didn't really fit in with that crowd, with all the cool kids, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you can hear me right now as I'm on the bus on the way to work, but that's how I feel about it.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I do not blame the mother who said the best. I do not blame her for being angry and upset over what happened to her child. Got excluded from a friend's birthday party when the child was autism, because I myself have autism, my nephews have autism. This kind of thing, it's heartbreaking. It just makes me so damn angry that this kind of exclusion is still happening in this day and age. It's unacceptable.
So when you heard the message from Bref, and basically she's highlighting that her child is upset, couldn't go to the party because they didn't include she was invited all the same, but she couldn't have gone because of the venue that it was taking place in. Do you think that those parents should have organised the whole birthday party around this friend of theirs that has autism?
Yes, because what's the alternative? If you're the child with autism, then you're going to get this situation where you're going to get people angry. It's going to be on social media and you're going to spark outrage from people.
Okay, well, the only person who's outraged is Bref herself.
I'm outraged for her as well.
And so you believe that these parents, so it was a joint birthday party, they should have organised it on a day when the centre has a sensory-friendly event. That's when the birthday party should have been.
Yes, because you have all children be included. You don't exclude children of autism. That is unacceptable.
Okay, but sorry, Anthony. Okay, but in fairness, Bref told us that her child was invited. She was invited to the party. Bref decided that she couldn't go because of the venue that it was being held in. But she was invited. She wasn't excluded.
If the child was unable to go to the party because it was in a nonsensory venue, then it basically is exclusion. It's not right. People who organised the party should have organised it better so all children could attend. It's not good to be the only child not invited. It's not a good thing. There's been so many stories of children with autism excluded from parties. It's just not a good thing. It's heartbreaking. It just makes me angry.
Okay, and what do you make of Casey, who was on before you, who is an autism mum, and she doesn't believe that the parents should have organised a whole birthday party around just one child?
Well, I didn't hear all of what she was saying because, you know, it was only on your Facebook there just a few minutes ago, so I probably missed some of what was being said. I just think the people there at the party should have been more inclusive so all the kids could attend, all of them be able to.
Anthony's completely right, by the way. We're literally talking, I can't, sometimes this podcast absolutely shocks me the way people's opinions are. I can't believe that we are arguing over exclusion of a child because of autism.
Make
no mistake.
The child wasn't excluded.
The child was excluded.
The child got an invite.
Yes, to something that the parents knew the child couldn't go to.
Wait, that's us assuming that. We don't know how much the parents know.
It'd be like having a birthday where my kid last year was invited to a birthday party up in bloody Kilternan, the ski slope. But you'd like inviting a child in the class in a wheelchair. So a wheelchair bound child saying, do you want to go up to Kilternan to learn how to ski? Would that be wrong?
It wouldn't be great now, I have to say.
But I don't think it would be great.
But again...
We're gone past the days of excluding children because they have autism.
But I'm basing my opinion on Katie, our very first caller, who said she doesn't think that the parents... She doesn't even make a special party for her eldest child to suit the young child.
That's different. That's within a family setting. Here we have a situation...
Well, the sister can't go to the birthday party.
We had one child in the class who didn't get to go to the birthday through no fault of her own. What's wrong with me, Mammy? What's wrong with me? And that's not me trying to dramatise this. You didn't speak to the mother. I spoke to Bref for about 20 minutes. And maybe if she was on, and we might try and get her on at a later stage, because maybe if she was on this podcast now, telling you how upset she was and how upset...
Well, I can read it.
Reading on paper is not the same.
Talk about this because I have a very upset little girl here.
You don't upset a child because they have autism.
Rosanna, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Rosanna.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Rosanna. Well, what did you want to say on this?
So I actually have two autistic kids myself, and I'd be in agreement with Katie. I don't feel like the child was excluded. The child got an invitation, and it's not up to the birthday child's family to cater to one child. That child deserves to have the party that they wanted.
Okay, now you've heard Anthony was on just before you. In fact, he's still on the line here. Anthony himself is autistic, and he said that this is excluding that child. It is blatantly excluding the child. What do you say to that?
I say that not inviting the child because they're autistic would have been excluding them because they're autistic. They were invited. I mean, like Katie said, I'd be in complete agreement with Katie that, like, Mom could have attempted it. I know if it was me, I would attempt it. We would prepare in advance, and we would prepare for it all to go south and leave if we had to.
Now, there you are, Anthony, saying the exact same thing, that the child wasn't excluded because the child was actually invited to the party.
The child was excluded because it was in a nonsensory venue. The people over at the party should have been more accommodating towards this child with autism. I have nephews with autism, right? It's just not right that children with autism are excluded like this. It's completely and totally unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. It just boils my blood.
But sure, the child wasn't actually excluded. I mean, you're saying they weren't able to go because of sensory needs. We don't know what that child's sensory needs are. We don't know the extent of them. I held my child's party in a busy trampoline park on a Sunday afternoon at the busiest time of the day because, do you know what? He's well able, even though he has very, very high care needs. And there was a bunch of autistic children at that party.
And as we were saying a second ago, the parents who organised this party may not be fully aware of this child's specific needs and whether or not this child would have been able to go to a party in this venue. And Anthony, I mean, what are the parents to do? Ring up Mammy, ring up Bref and say, listen, would your child be able to go to a...
I've spoken to Bref. She has never brought her child to this particular place, which I don't want to name at the moment because they've nothing to be ashamed of. It's not their fault. But she has tried to bring her child... Nobody... And again, I don't know anything about this, Rosanna. You'd know more. Nobody knows more about their child with autism and what needs and what they're able for than the parents themselves.
No, absolutely. Yes. So therefore, you can't expect the other parents who were organising the party to understand that.
It's very similar. If there's a child with autism, they can only do, in most cases, again, and I may be saying things wrong, Rosanna, here, but I would imagine in most cases where it's a very serious autism diagnosis, they cannot go to places where there's sensory overload, and one of those trampoline places would be just a nightmare for that child. So they knew that. They knew it, given the child an invite. They knew that the child was not going to be able to go. So why didn't they just do it? There's a million other places that you can have a kid's birthday party. Sure, for God's sake, the kid is in the same class, okay? So it's not as if, you know, the kid's not used to being around crowds and stuff like that. I would imagine. Now, I know the local trampoline place where I live, when you go in, it's nuts. The music is blaring, there's lights flashing, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And it shouldn't change for anything. But they would have known, listen, there's no way we're going to have this.
But again, Jeremy, here's a second autism mum saying the exact same thing, saying that, no, they shouldn't have had to plan a whole birthday party, and the child wasn't excluded. The child was actually invited to the party. It was Brev who decided to not bring her child. And that's your point, Rosanna, isn't it?
That's it, exactly. She decided not to. And for whatever reason, that is her decision. But like saying that you have a severe diagnosis, to be honest, they're not the words now that I would use, but I know everyone uses different terminology. So I have one kid with very high care needs. He also has an intellectual disability and he doesn't speak. He uses a communication device. But he would be well able to go to one of these parties. He would be gone. He absolutely loves something like that. I have another child who has very low care needs. You wouldn't know she was autistic if I didn't tell you, and she would be less likely to cope with something like that. They're all individual. Mm. Like, the parents may genuinely not have known that this child might not cope in that environment.
Okay, so you believe that this child was not excluded. And that, Anthony, that's the point that I keep trying to make. This child was invited to this birthday party, but Mammy, for
again,
whatever
it'd,
reason...
It'd be like inviting a wheelchair-bound child to a skiing party. It literally would. It's the exact same. Or swimming. We're going to have...
Okay, so then would it have been better if they just didn't invite the child?
Yes, it actually would have been. It actually would have been because...
But that would be excluding the child.
But the child was already excluded. They sent an invite knowing that the child couldn't go. So again,
no, you don't know that. You don't know that they.
Oh my God!
Anybody
that knows anything about autism,
you just heard Rosanna there saying that one of her children with autism would love a play centre like that. The other wouldn't. Isn't that right, Rosanna?
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
No. So how are these other parents meant to know?
Because they've been in school together for the last 3 years or whatever, so they would know.
But this is only an issue this year.
If that was your child that was in that situation, would you not be angry about that?
That they were invited to a party.
Well, that they weren't, I suppose.
No, they were. They were, that's the
but
point.
They were invited. That's what I'm saying. The child was invited. So yeah. In our case, we would do a bit of prep work. We've never been there before. Let's watch some videos of this place and look at some pictures. Let's look at some options that are going to be available to us.
Let's be honest.
We can leave if it's really tough.
But if it was a dud of an invite, Rosanna. It was a dud of an invite.
That's a dreadful thing, by the way, to say to these parents who invited the child. It's a dud invite.
It is a dud invite.
The fact is the child was invited. Had... the child not received an invite and every other child child in the class did, then you could say the child was excluded. That's dreadful. That's disgusting. And Rosanna, you would agree with that as well. If that this child was the only one that wasn't invited because the child has autism,
but again,
you'd be kicking and screaming.
But again, guys, to go back to this, it was my son's birthday a couple of months ago, and for his birthday party, they hired out, his mother did, hired out an indoor football pitch to have a football tournament. Would it have been in bad taste if they had sent one of his classmates an invite who's wheelchair bound?
That's very hypothetical.
No, it's not hypothetical.
And by the way, people in wheelchairs can play football as well.
They can play wheelchair football, which is a specially designed thing. But would it have been in bad taste for us to send out an invite to little Jake, who's wheelchair bound? Do you want to come along to play a football match?
Rosanna, what do you say to that? That this is an insult, nearly.
I don't think it would be in poor taste if that child in a wheelchair enjoyed football and wanted to be included, then absolutely send them an invitation. Speak to the parents. Is there something you think your child would be interested in? I mean, not including them because of their disability is the definition of excluding them.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Stay there for a second, Rosanna. Let me bring in Louise with her opinion.
Hi, guys. Great topic. How are you all? Hope you're well. Well, I've got a 5-year-old autistic son, and I would never expect a mother or a father to accommodate their own child's birthday party, like to fit around my son's needs. I wouldn't expect that at all. You know what I mean? The onus is not on them to do that. That's their own child's birthday party, and they can do it what they like, have it where they want, etc. What I don't have very clear, and reading some of the comments, so I don't think it's very clear. Was the child invited and then declined the invitation, or was the child not invited? That's what I'd like to know. Here in Spain, it's a huge big thing, the birthday parties. I mean, just last weekend, my son had an invitation to two of them. We had to decline them because he's just gone through a stage at the minute now where he's just having meltdowns, and it's not fair to put him in that situation or put the other children in a situation like that, because he's lashing out. It's a little bit, just gone through a bit of a phase at the moment. Fortunately for us, as far as I'm aware, when there's a, you know, he's been invited to most of the kids' birthday parties in his class, which is a great thing. It's a brilliant thing. The inclusion here in Spain is really pushed. But I certainly wouldn't expect any parent to, you know, to modify their own child's birthday party to accommodate my son's needs. That's not their responsibility. So yeah, it's a tricky one, but you've got to put yourself into both situations. I mean, the most important thing for me is that my son is safe and happy. That's my priority at the moment. And sending him or her, from my own experience, to a birthday party where I know that they're not going to feel safe, and you know it's going to like make a bit of an atmosphere as well for the birthday girl or boy, it's not really fair on them either. So that's it, you just have to roll with it. I think there's too much pressure on people nowadays to be attending birthday parties and this, that and the other. As my friend said to me there only 2 days ago, F society, do what's good for you, you know. So I think that lady needs to calm down a little bit and just take on the chin, and that's coming from an artisan mum here. Thanks, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We were reading, we were talking a couple of minutes ago with Jeremy's analogy of inviting a child.
Which was actually really good. Normally my analogies are shite, but that was actually a really good analogy.
Inviting a child in a wheelchair to a football tournament of a birthday party. And you already heard from Rosanna. She said, yeah, discuss that with the parents. And if they think that he would love to go to a party like that, we'll bring him along. Then we got some smart prick sending a message on Facebook there a minute ago. Put him in goals.
That's not funny.
No, it's not funny. That's what I said. That is not funny. No.
Saying that to a wheelchair. But what is wrong with people? Saying that to a wheelchair bound child.
Yeah, you can win goals. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jessica. What's your opinion on this? You've heard Anthony saying this is disgraceful, it is exclusion, the parents should have organised the birthday party around this child with autism.
In a perfect world, yeah, but we don't live in a perfect world. And it's not like the child was fully excluded, she was invited to the birthday party. If it was real exclusion, she wouldn't have been invited at all.
And again, Anthony, this is the point that I keep making to you, and you've already heard Rosanna agreeing, the child was invited to the party.
The child couldn't go to the party because it was in a non-sensory venue. That is the same as exclusion. The parents organising the party, they should have went to all the other parents to make sure everything would be all right for their child.
How's that fair on the other kids, Anthony? How's that fair on the other kids?
Would you let me finish, please? Please?
Can you stop shouting for 5 minutes?
I'm not. Show is I'm talking.
Okay. No, yeah, very loudly, excessively loud, but go on anyway.
I just think the parents party, they should have just went to be the parents, they should have checked with them, talked with them, make sure everything is all right if the party was held in this venue, that there would be no problems, no bad situations, that everything would be fine. They should have done that. They didn't.
But why should they have changed the party plans for one child, Anthony? It's the kids' birthdays. Why should they change their plans to suit one child? In a perfect world, yes, they do, but we don't live in a perfect world. And change is unfair on the kids.
Well, it's unfair that children with autism can't go to parties due to...
So one child is more important than the other. Is that what you're saying? One child is more important than the rest. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying... Has somebody with autism?
Because you just said you don't care.
I am saying, has somebody with autism? Has somebody who
shout
has
at me one more time, please,
autism?
I beg you. Shout at me one more time, Anthony. I fucking beg you. Please shout at me one more time. You're actually the rudest person I've ever come across in my life.
Saying I'm rude. I'm not rude at all.
You
not
are.
Compared to people.
Oh,
well,
you are.
Not compared to people.
Hey, Jess, hang on, Nancy, for a second. You're saying in the perfect world, in the situation, Jess, we're now in a situation in this world, and especially in Ireland is very advanced when it comes to autism understanding. with sensory things that people do. Yeah. There was an option there. We looked up the website of this place. It says in black and white there, we run sensory days.
Jeremy, that didn't suit the other kids.
That's what I was about to say. They run sensory sessions, and those sensory sessions tend to be off-peak hours.
But we all
may not suit a birthday party.
We all do stuff to accommodate the minority, and especially in school. Say, for instance, the school my kids go to, they all go to the same school, Jess, yeah?
Well, maybe one of the attendees couldn't go to that time. Never mind the birthday kids. Maybe one of the attendees couldn't go for that time.
The school my kids go to is a nut-free school. Okay, so there's no nuts allowed into the school. Okay, so my young fella who loves Nutella can't bring Nutella dip in for lunch. None of the kids are allowed to bring anything nut-related because I think there's maybe two kids in the whole school. So out of a school of 600 students, two children have nut allergies, and everybody.
Okay, well, Jeremy, I'm going to say something. It's going to sound rude. It's going to sound cheeky.
Yeah, go on.
That's an allergy. People can die from allergies. Go into hyperventilating shock. Don't think it's really the same thing.
I'm not comparing. You're obviously too stupid to get the analogy. The analogy is that
bringing nuts into school could kill a child.
A lot of times we cater for the minority. There's two kids who have a nut allergy and everybody just rolls behind and goes, you know what, it wouldn't be right to eat nuts.
But that's a life and death situation.
You're talking hyperventilating shock.
And this is just a case of comparing apples and oranges. Before we finish, I'm going to find out what time they do the sensory, because I want to prove the fact that these parents could have booked a class that was during the right time. So you bear with me.
Let me bring Mark in with his opinion.
Jeremy, it's just entitlement by the parents. It's terrible for the kid, I feel for, but you can't expect everyone else to change their plans just for your child. If one of your kids wanted to have their birthday in a play zone and someone in the class broke their leg or was in a wheelchair, would you tell them, no, you can't do that because Dave can't go? No, you wouldn't.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Bill has been on to us. He says, get over yourself.
Jason, get over yourself, love. It wasn't your party or somebody else's party. Why should she change all the playtime for all them kids just to suit your kid? Get over yourself. Entitled much. Nothing got to do with you. All right? If you couldn't go because of sensory issues, you couldn't go because of sensory issues. And I'm sorry for your child. I really am. However, it wasn't your child's birthday. It was that other girl's birthday. And she can do whatever she wants on her birthday. Doesn't have to sue for you and then change it for 20 other kids just for one. No. Good luck.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Sorry, what?
The people in the comments, ones that are always terrified to come on, just tap their keyboards.
Yep.
They're angry with my analogy. Obviously, I know that a nut allergy is life and death, and that having autism is not life or death. The point I'm trying to make is that people are stupid that they can't pick this up on this, is that there are, in other cases, in other scenarios involving children, we are able to accommodate them. That was the point. I'll say it slower and louder for people who can't grasp this. In other instances...
Jeremy, going to a birthday party is life and death.
Excluding a child,
it's not life or death. It's a completely different thing altogether. Where am I going now? I'm going to Juanita. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, thanks, Juanita.
My opinion is, like Anthony was saying there, that they should accommodate. What happens if in that classroom that there's two different kids with two different sensory issues or two different disabilities? What do you do then?
That's a good question. Then don't have a party at all.
Yeah, is that what you do? The party should be for the party child, where they want it and what they want to do. Nobody else matters. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth of it. Nobody else matters. Come if you want to come. Don't come if you don't want to come.
And that's the message you would give to Bref. This isn't about... It's not all about you. It's not all about your child. A birthday party...
No, it, Look, most parents will try to accommodate where they can, but in certain situations it can't be accommodated. So you do you. You'll never please everybody anyway, but you do you. It's your child that matters and what your child wants. It's not about what every other child
wants. Okay, but then you would agree with the message that just came in to us from Emma, and it says, a disgusting attitude here, frankly, suggesting parents of the kids whose party it was consult every other parent first, get a grip, and comparing a potentially life-threatening allergy to this is so incredibly uneducated. That's directed at you.
Emma.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
incredibly
Emma.
I didn't hear that analogy. What was that analogy?
The analogy was there are two kids in Jeremy's
school. I just said hypothetically. I don't know how many kids are, but all I know is
Is there a child with a nut allergy in the school?
Yeah, but I don't know how many it is, but I have been told before that there's a couple of kids, and that's why our school is a nut-free school, because you do whatever it takes to make sure that everybody is included.
No, but it's a ridiculous analogy.
Hold on. We have this in our school as well, okay? And I'm like, no, your child has the nut allergy. You teach your child to only handle their own food. Why are they going near other students' food in the first place?
Okay, but again, it's a silly analogy from Jeremy. Some schools do have a policy, if they have one or two children with a nut allergy, to keep nuts out of school. And that's fine if that's what the school want to do. It's a ridiculous comparison. This isn't the same thing. Excluding it, or not even excluding, the child was invited. The child wasn't excluded. It was invited to the party, but there's no comparison between that and a school with a nut allergy. I just got this message in. It says, I have an autistic child with sensory issues. Wouldn't be a big deal for us, says that message. In other words, they wouldn't get upset or get annoyed if their child wasn't included. Accommodate just one, hop off. She's acting entitled. Hope the other children had a great day. And then Bref herself has been back on to us again. She's listening to us in her office. I'm so sorry I couldn't come on, but couldn't get cover. I'm so angry listening to these people. They didn't have to spend hours calling her. Yes, there was a sensory session available the same day.
It's like calming her. Errors calming her.
Oh, sorry. Spend hours calming her. Yep. Yes, there was a sensory session available the same day, and my daughter is best friends with these girls. You haven't a clue, says Bref. What do you say to that, Juanita? Firstly, there was a sensory session in the same premises on the same day. They could have had it during that.
My point is, if your child has sensory issues, that's you to deal with. That's not an issue for me to deal with, okay? And if you're having sensory issues, they're going to have more things that they can't go to than other kids in general in life. So why should I bow down and do extra work or plan extra to facilitate that one child? That child, why didn't she that day go and take her child to a sensory session?
Oh, on her own. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Anthony, what do you make of this attitude from a lot of people saying, get over yourself, stop being so precious, it isn't about her child, it's about the children having the party?
It's absolutely disgraceful. Jeremy, I just want to say, good analogy you had there, a good analogy, I understood it, other people clearly didn't. And the fact the message from this mother has said they could have had it at a time that would have been better for her child, it shows those who organized this party, they could have changed things to include all the children for this party, yet they made the choice.
Okay,
Anthony, you're simplifying this very much. What if there's two or three children in that class that have different issues? What do you do then?
You do your best to accommodate everyone.
No. What do you do? Because how are you going to accommodate three different issues and a party?
I was literally just giving my answer.
So do you know what you do? You either don't have a party, or you go ahead and have the party that your child wants. Because at the end of the day, it's your child that matters. The same way that woman is feeling, her child matters. Well, you know what? My child matters, and it's her birthday. So I don't see why my child should have to change her venue or go above and beyond for anybody else's child.
because it's just to make sure all children are included. It's not always possible.
Why should everyone have to bow down to these things? Why? Why have I to bow down? These children, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for that woman that her child is with, the child is. But at the end of the day, that child is not going to be able to attend a lot of events through their life because of their issues. So this is something they're going to have to get used to. Why should I have to bow down? And why didn't she take her child to a sensory playground or something that day?
Okay, so you
think... that's her child. That's her responsibility. It's not mine.
I'm interested as well, Juanita, that your opinion was also shared by two other mothers who are autism mums. They don't believe that a whole party should be built around one child. No.
Like, I had a child that was born with some issues for about 8 years of his life. Okay, he was born with severe club feet. There was things he couldn't go to because he was in plaster Paris. He was, you know, different things, splints, the whole lot. I wasn't pissed off because he, you know, he got invited and couldn't go. It was just part of life. Get used to it. Like, it's just going to be the way things are. There's some things that kids just can't attend.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second because I want to squeeze in one final call. And that's you, Vicky. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi there. I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Vicky. What did you want to say on this?
So I've been listening to it there. I am the owner of Adventure Avenue in Ashburn. It's a children's role play centre. We also have a sensory room. But I've been kind of listening, and I can see both sides of the story. But to me, at the end of the day, the kids are what matters. And, you know, that little girl was very upset. Obviously, there's things that she won't be able to go to. I've came across it myself with loads of kids coming into our place that are on the spectrum, everything else. And at the end of the day, the kid is what matters. Any kid is what matters. So I would just like to kind of offer out and extend, if the mother would like to get in touch with us, to bring her little girl and maybe even one of her little friends along to Adventure Avenue, and we can sort that out. It's not specifically a sensory zone, but we do only take, you know, between 15 children, so it's not too chaotic. So most children on the spectrum, high or low, can, you know, we can accommodate them. If this is something the mother is interested in, and obviously we would do this for other people too, you know, it's about the kids. It's not about who thinks what and stuff, you know.
That's a very decent offer of you, Vicky.
I'm actually looking at your place online here. My God, it looks deadly. My kids would actually love this.
Thank you.
Yeah, that looks really good. There's a little room as well, where they can sit down and pretend to do each other's hair and all.
Yeah, it's basically kids learning through play. Like, there's a little salon where they can actually go in and sit on a salon chair and wash their mommy or daddy's hair. You know, there's a supermarket, there's a cafe, there's a fire station, a jail, everything like that. And then we do have the sensory room, so that if some kids do, we host birthday parties as well. And, you know, if some kids do come to us and they are on the spectrum and say they are at a birthday party, we can either have the sensory room open all the time, or the sensory room can be solely for kids that need to go in there.
All right, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll reach out to Bref as soon as we're finished recording this episode, and if it's something that she would like to take up, we'll get back on to you, Vicky.
Fair play. Vicky, I love the little police station with the jail in the back of it. My kids would love that.
Yeah, that's where most of our staff members spend their time when the kids are in there, because the kids put them into jail. As I said, anyone that wants to reach out, that's absolutely
okay,
fine.
What's the name about the kids. What's the name of your place again?
Adventure Avenue.
Adventure Avenue in Ashburn and County Meath. All right, but that's absolutely fantastic. And thanks very much indeed, Vicky. As I said, we'll reach out to Bref as soon as we're finished recording, and we'll see if she wants to take that up. Well done. Thanks very much indeed.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventure Avenue, it does look amazing. I'm looking at the photographs that Jeremy has on the screen.
But you're a bit long in the tooth for it now, Kennedy.
I know, but I have a little grandson who might enjoy it. So there you go.
You haven't seen a grandson in months. He doesn't even know what you look like.
I saw him yesterday.
Lies.
Let's squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Martin.
A few lads just kind of tuned in there. What I can kind of gather is that they were invited to the party, but they shouldn't, because they don't think they'd be able to cope with it because of their needs. And if that's right, then, you know, there are some people out there that are completely blind to kids with autism. Like, a mate of mine was telling me that he's a football team or whatever, and there's this one kid, and he clearly has autism, and he knows clearly because he is a child that has autism. So he clearly knows this young fella has autism, and one of the other coaches was like to him, what is wrong with that fella? You know, just walking off the pitch and all of this. And you know, I said, well, he clearly has autism. My man was like, does he? So there are people out there that are blind to it, like, you know. So maybe don't put the blame on the parents. If they didn't invite them, they'd be worse off.
All right, and David.
Hey, lads, great show there as usual. Just a question there for you. My little one is having her birthday party in July. She'll be 8, and she is inviting everybody in the class except for 2 people. These 2 people she doesn't get on with, and basically they have bullied her in the past. So should she not have a birthday party now because she's not inviting these 2 people? And as far as I know, the one of them is on the spectrum. So what way does that work out then?
All right. And finally, Elizabeth has a daughter with sensory issues.
I'm actually kind of livid about this. I mean, my daughter's 6th birthday is, birthday party is this weekend. And she is autistic and she has sensory issues. Now, to accommodate people, even though there's no other children with major sensory issues in the class except for her, I actually got the soft play park to have a private party with just the people that I invite that are all children that she knows and can get along with well, and we're doing that. However, I would never have the audacity to tell another child or even their mother to tell them they need to change their party for just my child. That is a level of audacity that I cannot comprehend. And yes, everyone should be trying to be more inclusive. However, that child, it's not their birthday. Do something different for that child. Maybe one-on-one with the birthday child. Maybe they can have a play date with just themselves. Do something special with those 2 children. But don't make it all the onus all on the mother of the birthday child or the parents of the birthday child. That is ridiculous. And to compare it to allergies, that's just dumb. Just don't do that. That's stupid.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Interesting conversation.
Yes, it was.
Never had that conversation before, but
just be aware. In the same way, if there's a child that is, going along to your kid's party and they have any kind of allergy, like a nut allergy or a dairy allergy, you wouldn't give them stuff with dairy or nuts in it. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please share it onto your own social media channels. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please subscribe to our podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.